Well, good morning, Megan Noel.
Myself directly, or if you needed to add me.
You are in here, girl.
Okay. Hey,
Yes.
good afternoon, everybody.
Hey, boo. Hey, boo. I'm like actually shocked that this is our first time talking in a long ass time and it's in this format.
It's been a really long time. So as soon as you hit me up, I was like, absolutely, this chat is long overdue. So I'm just really happy to see you.
Yes.
And to just chat and just share everything that I've been up to.
Yes,
So
I'm excited to catch up. So I'm gonna be like getting this information same time as y'all, basically. Well, I know a lot of the people who follow me also follow you and know you. So, but you know, just for the sake of good measure, if you wouldn't mind just introducing yourself to the peeps.
For sure. Hey, everybody. My name is Megan. Noelle is my middle name. And I am a web designer. I started out as a yoga instructor, so I'll talk a little bit about that as well. But I've currently been working full-time, entrepreneur in my web design
Let's
business.
go. Come on, full time.
So that's what I do. I live in Southern California, moved down here. Well, I'm from here, but lived in the Bay Area, loved Oakland, loved my time there. So I've been back in Southern California for the past year and a half, and I've just been making things shake out here. So,
On.
yes.
Yes. I would love to have you walk us through, take us back. And I'm thinking
How far
maybe
back
like
do you want me to go?
right. I'm thinking like m moments you decided to join teacher training.
Okay. So Angie and I met, was that 2019? It was like,
We met early, yeah, like in 2019 into 2020 when you started the program. That was when that was.
yes. Okay. So I had just received my yoga teacher certification, 200 hours certified. And I just felt really lost. Like, I didn't know if I wanted to teach in a studio. I didn't know if I wanted to do this part-time or full-time. We love each other, if you
You,
can't
we
tell.
really do. That's why it's just gonna be like this whole time, ear to ear.
So I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And I was already following Angie on Instagram. I think at the time, I was just really drawn to your branding on your Instagram. I'm like, who is this? Her page is dope. I want to figure out how I can connect with her. And so I just started following you, and I noticed that you were talking a lot about your mentorship program. So the timing was just really perfect for me because I was fresh out of yoga training, and you were offering training for yoga teachers. So it was just perfect timing for me. Went through your program, and you really gave me that encouragement that I could do this full time. At the time, I was a flight attendant. That's a whole nother story. I have several layers, y'all. But yeah, you really encouraged me throughout that program. I think it was 2 months or a little less than 2 months, but we worked through everything. We did some design work together. And you were the one who were like, you told me that I had a good eye for design and I should consider doing it. So that's kind of how, I don't know how far down the path you want me to go, but that's how we started. Everything started with me getting my certification, me being unhappy in my full-time job, and me trying to find a way to carve my own lane in the wellness industry, and just kind of going from there.
I also want to note that you were one of the lucky ones of us yoga teachers of color that had a chance to be with a basically a Black-led teacher training with BIPOC folks pretty much completely, right?
Yes, girl. That's what one of the things that I love the most about Oakland is just the culture there. Oakland is very different now, but when I was there, just it's just so black. It's just so black. Like, I love the Bay. I love Oakland. And my teacher training was led by a black woman, Adesina, at Hot Spot Yoga. And out of like 28 people, I think like 22 of us were black. So you really don't see
Wow.
that in the yoga space. We all talk. To this day, we're still really great friends. So yeah, I was very lucky. I know that I was very lucky to have had that experience for sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to note that because I'm like, I need people to know also where you went. So Hot Spot Yoga in
Right.
Oakland, I need y'all to
Hot
know.
spot yoga. Hot spot yoga.
So after, yes, all that Megan said, absolutely the case. Megan had a really great eye for design. Like she said, I have everybody during the program create their own branding and brand for like brand style for their brand. And Megan just, some people just got it. Some people just have that creative eye, and some people it takes a little bit more. It's not as native. And for you, it really was. And so it was great to see that, and I saw a lot of potential in that because that's how I started as well too. In the early days, a lot of people don't know this, but I had been doing graphic and web design on the side like for years until I finally, I think end of 2020 is when I decided to not take clients anymore. So for years I was still doing that, and Megan was shadow sometimes with me and stuff. But you really have just taken off into your own outer space level of like you doing UX and all kinds of shit. But I want to kind of go back because there was a period of time when you and I were working kind of a little bit closer together. And I was trying to kind of help guide you in just like, okay, we've got this yoga thing going, we've got this design thing going. And it is, speak to the actual real challenges of like making it and being like making money as a yoga teacher alone and teaching classes.
So let me tell you that was the light bulb moment for me when I noticed that the money was not coming in the way that I wanted it to. So at the time, I think I was on a leave of absence. I knew I didn't want to be a flight attendant anymore, so I was just taking all of the unpaid leaves that I could, like 3 months here, 5 months here, 6 months here, like just taking the time off. So during that time, I started teaching. This was right at the beginning of the pandemic, so you could only teach virtually. So you actually helped me set up my website so that I could get all of the virtual offerings together. And it was like donation-based classes, $10 here, $5 here. I can't pay a bill with that. Like that's not where the money was for me. So it was more of, this is something I'm doing to help the community. This is something I'm doing just for wellness. I know how to guide people through breath work. This is a stressful ass time. So it was more of just like a passion thing for me. But I realized like if I wanted to go and do this full time, how can I do that teaching yoga? It just wasn't clicking for me.
Do
And
you feel
so
like
I
the
had
competition was, what do you feel about the competition during that time with everyone being
So
online?
during, yeah, so during that time, remember everybody moved their yoga classes online. Everybody. It was like anybody who had a studio, whether you had a studio or not, everybody was teaching online. And so I did notice like there was a lot of competition there where it usually wouldn't have been. And then just offering donation-based classes, people don't have to pay. So it's like I noticed a lot of people started to come for free, and I'm like, this cannot be my only source of income. It's just not gonna make sense for me. And so I think the challenge for me as well was not being able to do anything in person, because prior to me getting my certification, I was doing self-care events, and those were selling out. I was making good money doing those monthly, because people had to purchase a ticket. But during COVID, you can't do any events,
Wasn't
so
nothing going on, right?
I'm like, what do I do? So I realized, okay, I have to figure something else out. I wasn't even thinking about design at the time. So I just felt like I hit a roadblock a bit because I just didn't see how I could scale my business just doing yoga. So that's when I tapped in with Jakaya and we talked about some other paths. I don't know if you want me to get into that
Yes, I
specifically right
absolutely
now.
do. Yes. Jakaya is my work wife. We work together all the time, and we have some clients that we share, like Megan, and we'll be like chatting with each other about like Megan's killing it and da 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 da. And I was telling her this, and she's like da da. So it's always really cool, and I love Jakaya. So yes, please share more about that.
Yeah, so okay. Oh, so another thing, everybody listening is like, okay, you're doing too much. So I was also making products, remember? So I was teaching
Yes.
yoga and then I was making wellness products. Y'all, when I tell you, I was like, let me do a little bit of this, let me do a little bit of this, just not really focused. I was making bath salts and oils and stuff. So I went into Jakaya's mentorship program, and day one, she's like, tell me about your business. What do you do? I said, I'm a yoga instructor and I also make self-care products and I design on the side. She's like, well, what is it that you like about the products? I said, oh, I really enjoy like designing the packaging and like making them. She's like, what do you enjoy about yoga? I was like, I enjoy teaching, but I also love putting my website together. And she just kind of bridged the gap. She's like, you enjoy designing. And I was like, oh, I didn't think about that. And so I worked with her for almost 3 months, basically from the ground up. And she's like, you know what? Maybe put the yoga classes off to the side right now. You can always revisit. You can keep that as a personal practice for yourself, mm-hmm. but let's just focus on what you actually enjoy doing and what you want to, you know, continue to pursue. Mm-hmm. So when I got out of that program, I was like, all right, I'm about to do web design. As soon as I did one post on Instagram of like a website that I was doing, like in the cut, I wasn't even talking about it. I kid you not, Angie, as soon as I posted that, I've been busy ever since.
Wow.
And that was almost 2 years ago. So that's just a little bit about like how I made that transition, but I just didn't see myself going full time in the yoga space long term. Like mm-hmm. I didn't want to be doing that 20 years from now.
Yeah.
Just for me. So I had to really think about that.
I love that in just how real you got with yourself, and also like the understanding that you didn't have to step away from wellness completely, because the work that you do is for wellness, for people who are into wellness, for people who might be into yoga, who might be into, you know, you have the juice company that you worked with, different types of stuff related also to the wellness industry. But I love how you were able to like find another lane to express your passion and to generate income, that it wasn't just like, okay, well, I'm going to just get stuck on this and this is what I'm going to do, but really trying to dig deeper and find out what is already like unique and native to me that I'm really good at, and how do I capitalize on that while still like maintaining my presence in this space that I love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was a really easy transition for me. So Well with Noelle was initially the yoga business, and I decided to not change my name when I moved mm-hmm. into the web design space, like you said, because I'm still catering to wellness professionals and people who have a wellness practice. So it actually like just was a smooth transition for me. And I think that's why I've been so successful thus far, because I already have the platform and I'm speaking to the same people essentially, mm-hmm. but more so people who already have their business up and running or people who want to rebrand their business. Mm-hmm. But it was an easy transition for me because of my brand name. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to rebrand myself, so to say.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Talk about just like what your experience has been in that space as you made that transition, as you started to work more with wellness clients and do your design and learn more. Like, what has that experience been like for you, and how has it changed your life?
I don't even know where to start. I've done so much self-work, because it takes a certain level of confidence to pursue entrepreneurship full-time. This is not something that I'm doing while I'm working somewhere else. Like, this is my source of income, mm-hmm. is my business. And so I had to really get real with myself and say, we're going to focus on this. We're going to take this seriously. And I really just kind of kept my head down this whole time, just really trying to keep the business running, you know. And luckily, I haven't had any gaps with clients since I launched the business. Like, I have just been
Working.
So it's been like, I don't think I've taken a moment to just like look back at what I've accomplished, because I'm so focused on just keeping it going. Mm-hmm. But it has been really fulfilling. Just the feeling that I get when I meet somebody who's like, I have this business idea and I want to help Black people incorporate cold pressed juices into their life, right? Just for an example. So to see that thought turn into a whole business where they're now selling their juices with a logo and a website that I made for them, and they're on DoorDash, like, just to see that happen, I'm just like,
it's a moment.
I'm just a vessel, right? But I'm just like, it just feels really, really good to be able to help people get their businesses out there. And I don't only work with new business owners. I work with people who've been doing this for years as well, and they need to rebrand. Mm-hmm. So whatever they're coming to me with, I'm really just taking it and making magic out of it, and then just like throwing them out there into the world with their new brand. And it just feels really good. Like, obviously I have my moments and my days where I'm just overwhelmed. It's very overwhelming mm-hmm. sometimes, and very stressful, because no client is guaranteed. The money's not guaranteed, right? Mm-hmm. You have to put in the work to market yourself. So I do have those days where I feel like mm-hmm. anxious and stressed and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So it's just been a lot of reflecting and it's just been the best journey that I've been on thus far. Like, I really have enjoyed it, and I do love the work, and I think that's what keeps me going on those days where I'm just like, what did I get myself into?
Yes.
I enjoy it.
What are some misconceptions you think people have both about teaching yoga and about being like a wellness entrepreneur or entrepreneur in general?
I think there's so many. I think the first one that comes to mind is people think that it's just this, that there's this freedom, like you just feel at ease all the time because you get to make your own schedule and you get to decide how your day is and you get to name your price. Girl, no, that is not, like, yes, it is freeing to know that, like, I can start my day at 2 p.m. If I want to take half of the day to lay down and catch up on Netflix and drink my coffee and then work into the evening, like, I can do that, but I don't sit there. Like, there's always something, my mind is always going, like, okay, what do I need to do today? Who do I need to work with? Like, what do I need to accomplish? It's not as free as everybody thinks it is. And I've been there because when I was a flight attendant and I was looking at people like you and people who already have their businesses, I'm like, dang, that is the life. Like, y'all are working outside. Y'all are working out of coffee shops. Like, I can't wait to get there. I'm here and I got this stress.
Listen.
But I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions, just for the entrepreneur space, I would say. For the yoga space, I think a lot of people assume that yoga instructors have a certain persona and that they are always calm and just always zen and just floating through life like little butterflies. And when I tell y'all, that is not my personality and never will be. Like, yoga actually, so this is a whole nother conversation, but I like struggle with anxiety. I've been very open about that on my platform.
As do I.
So we talked about that. So yoga for me, like, I need it. Like, I need it. Not necessarily the physical practice, but there's like breathing practices that I have to do to lower my heart rate because I have anxiety, right? So it's like, I'm not this Zen master, but I have a toolbox of things that I can use because I went through yoga certification. I know how to calm my nervous system, right? And I know how to help other people do that. So I would say that's a big misconception that I've seen floating around the spaces.
Yeah, definitely. I remember being with like some financial planner people and they knew that I was a yoga instructor and I had said something. I was cussing in there. Girl, y'all know. If you know, you know. I be cussing up. Okay.
Always cussing.
Always cussing. So she was just like, you're my favorite yogi because you cuss. And I was just like, that's so funny. Like, I'm a human being still. Like, right, a real ass human being.
Person.
I'm a whole person. But I think it's really liberating for people. Like, my spiritual teacher used to cuss as well. And that always made me feel so liberated. Cause I was like, ooh, thank God. Like, I can really still fully be myself out here. Right. And also this, and also that, do you feel that, going through the process of yoga teacher training and being a yoga teacher has assisted you in this new lane that you carved out yourself as far as like doing design and working with wellness businesses?
I can't say that it has. No, I feel like what's been the most helpful for me has been the mentorship. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on your live. Like, this is real shit. The thing that has helped me the most has been working with you and just like doing my own research on people who are already in the space, right? Like, I probably use Pinterest and Google more than I have in my whole life. Just learning design codes and learning like how to move through Squarespace, and like, it's been a lot of self-teaching and just like getting guidance where I can, but just trial and error for me. Yoga teacher training, I enjoyed my experience. I think it was a great experience and it definitely gave me the tools I needed to be a great teacher, but not how to be a business owner. Like, it's two separate things. So you touched on this in your video that you posted, your documentary, which I'm obsessed with.
Come on.
You talked about like the ladder that they have in yoga teacher training. Go through training, become a teacher, possibly become a manager, maybe a studio owner one day, right? Mm-hmm. But they don't really touch on business ownership. And I noticed when I was in teacher training, we had like a Q&A session. We had maybe like one day where we talked about business, mm-hmm. and that was like my favorite part.
Yeah.
I had all the questions. I'm like, how do you open a studio? How do you do this? Like, how do you run the back end?
Same.
Like, I already kind of had that entrepreneur mind, and I'm like, because I don't just want to work.
Right. Right. So right.
What does that path look like? So definitely working with you, working with Jukaya, and just having, I've just been very persistent on just teaching myself as much as I can. Like, mm-hmm. there's so much information out there. Mm-hmm. So I've just been, I'm always trying to learn something new about the design business.
Yeah, no, I feel that 100%. And I definitely had that same energy. Like at the end, when we finally got to talking about business, but they were on some, like the assignment was to craft a workshop that you could pitch to a studio. And I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
like, okay, but what about, this don't seem right. Right. So I feel you on that. And I was really excited to get to that place too. Shit, something that you just said, I was thinking about something, but I lost it.
That's okay. It'll come back to you. We were just talking about, damn, what was I saying?
Oh, about the learning, like being a constant, like a absorber of knowledge and always being like self-taught. A student to the game. I'm self-taught also in everything. Also, y'all should know me and Megan share the same birthday. So we're more or less low-key the same person in a lot of ways. So I'm very much that way. And I think that that's a big key to entrepreneurship is to constantly being a student, you know, as much as we are teaching others about what we're doing or like providing a service, you have to continuously be on top of not only your craft and like, you know, the tools and the softwares and the things that are going to help you, but also like staying on top of, you know, how, what your best practices are for marketing, keeping up with social media stuff. Like there's a lot to keep a handle on. And like you said earlier, the perception that the entrepreneurship is just like, you know, brunch with mimosas and, you know, days on the beach and working at like working for 5 minutes a day is definitely not it. I was on a call with my marketing team last night at like 10 PM. You know what I mean? So people don't know and they don't see. And I'm encouraged to continue to show more of the behind the scenes and the real story through that docuseries that we discussed, because people don't understand and don't know what it really, really takes. And I think that's why so few people really succeed in the space, because once you come up against some roadblocks, people often will just give up. Like you could have stopped, you know, when you felt like you hit a block, when you're like, okay, this yoga teaching thing isn't really, you know, taking off the way I want. And you could have just gone back to something else at that point, but you continue to find a way and to be curious about what was possible, which I think is just really, really powerful.
Yeah. And I wanted to touch on something too. So how we were talking about always a student, I wanted to speak to that, because for me, I do strongly believe in that, but I also had to challenge myself, because I caught myself like constantly looking for a new mentorship program or a new coaching program and always looking for somebody else to learn from. And it's like, I've already received the guidance, right? So I need to step into owning my own
application,
not relying on somebody to tell me what to do next. Like, I'm very grateful that you were the first mentor that I had, and the only mentor that I really feel helped me in the very beginning of my business. And then obviously meeting Jukaya, but I'm like, I don't need to keep finding these other mentors. Like, I need to teach myself. I need to put myself in different spaces, and I need to just continue to put myself out there. Mm-hmm. So that was something that I had to check myself on this year, because I was filling out a whole application, girl, for a new mentor for web design. I'm like, I don't even need that. I know how to do web design. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get out of my head a little bit and just really, really continue to trust myself. It's mm-hmm. a daily process, honestly.
I love that. And I think for us as mentors, and Megan will sometimes hit me up in a voice note like, hey, I'm struggling with this thing. Can you tell me like what's up? And I'm sure that you maybe even do the same thing with Jukaya. So, you know, I think as a mentor too, when you see a student who's really putting in the effort and putting in the work, you go above and beyond as well to continue to be supportive. Like I have just been beaming watching you on, you know, glow and grow into this space and like killing it. And I'm like, man, she has surpassed me. And I'm like, and that's, you know, that's part of what you want as a mentor, is you want to give people the tools and the things. And then once you see them take off and go into farther levels than you even went, it's just, it's super inspiring as well for me. And just such, such a moment of like, just feeling proud, you know, of like the dedication that you've put into it and now being able to have accomplished, even though it comes with a lot of responsibility, but you know, you own your time, you name your price, you know your worth, you are able to help people and help people bring their worth and their value to the world. And I just think that's just so powerful.
Thank you, Angie. Yeah, that put it prices, that's like a whole nother conversation, but that's another roadblock that tends to happen because a lot of times when people feel like you're too accessible, they don't want to pay you. They know that you're just starting a business, so they want you to prove that you are worth the price. Like, that's a whole nother conversation. But yeah, there have definitely been a lot of roadblocks for me. And it's just, I try to remind myself to just take it one moment at a time and one day at a time.
Yes.
And now I'm working on figuring out how to scale my business so I don't have to be doing all the work.
Yes.
I need a project manager. I need a copywriter. Like, let's bring these people in, you know? So it's been really cool to just take a step back and look at the business, what I created so far, and think about how I can bring more people in to just make it grow.
I love that. I've had several different teams over the years, but I just onboarded a new assistant yesterday that I'm so excited about. And I have a marketing strategist who's phenomenal. And just like, it's the few but the mighty, you know, you don't need a lot, but you just need people who are really prolific at what they do and are happy to do what they do. So it's such a joy when you finally get to that place when you're like, ooh, it's time to scale. Like, I need some help. Yes. It's like a beautiful thing.
This is a perfect example of just looking at like where I was at with the yoga business and where I am with this business. I couldn't figure out how to scale. I know like you figured it out. A lot of people saw that path. And this for me, I just didn't see it. So I was like, all right, let me go over here. And I actually see a path for myself where I can continue to grow, add more skills and grow the business. So
yeah, I love that you brought that up because I wanted to touch back on that. This was the case for Megan, you know, specifically in what she wanted and what she felt she was good at and the direction she wanted to move with her passion. For me, like yoga was the thing. Like I wanted to do, I was going to figure it out. I wanted to carve the space. I wanted to figure it out. And I also have to say, you know, the landscape was a lot different when I first started than what it is now. And I touched on that in the tea talk, this week. But things have shifted and changed. And so now it's even more important to have some type of guidance, somebody who can give you direction, some type of mentorship, et cetera, because the landscape has shifted so much, because there's so much competition now in the market, even amongst yoga teachers of color now, which we were few before, but we're many now. And so, you know, those are the teachers that I mentor. And it takes a lot of dedication. And during the first 2+ years of building Afro Yoga, I was working at a sushi restaurant serving, you know, on the side, because I had to have some type of financial stability in the meantime while I was building. And that's something we'll talk about more with Nicole at the end of the month. She's going to talk to us about being a 9-to-5 entrepreneur. But, you know, that's something that's really important to think about, because I had a moment where I had decided, okay, I'm going to do this yoga teaching. And that was around that time when I was sleeping in my office and on like the most struggle bus. Motherfucker didn't have no wheels. I was right. No doors, windows broken. Like the roof was okay. It was bad. But I had a conversation with a friend that kind of had it click for me, like, because I felt that if I went back to go get a job, that would have meant that I failed. And I had to really, 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 really reshape that perspective. And it was because of that mindset shift that actually allowed me the stability as I went out and got a job and started doing other things to be able to support this dream, to be able to support myself as I'm building, because I wasn't making no crazy money in the beginning. You know, there were days where I had, you know, really good donations, but I started with donation-based as well. It's a long process when you are committed to, okay, I'm going to be a yoga teacher and I want to be like a force in this space. It takes a high level of commitment. You really have to get clear on like who. It's not just like yoga for Black women anymore. right?
Right.
It's like, what type of, are we talking about corporate, high level corporate Black women who are hella stressed and don't have time? Are we talking about Black mothers? Are we talking about, like, what are we talking about Black teens? Like, what are we really talking about? Because if you don't get that level of specific now, mm-hmm.